Hello, my dears, and welcome to the next training session in the series of Debbie Louise Cannon. Today's session, I want to talk about you specifically, about when you're going through change and what you need to do. Keep going, essentially, but we all struggle when we're going through change. At times, the lack of progress can be crippling. We could become so focused on the lack of progress towards our end goal that sometimes we actually give up. We quit when we're so near the finishing line, it's almost tangible. You know, you're just around the corner as a finishing line, and quite often people will just cut themselves off from their change because they feel so frustrated, the lack of progress. I've been there, believe me, I've been transitioning for 5 years now, and I understand what it is to have a real sense of the lack of progress that you're actually making. I mean, there is a real psychological need to make progress. If you've studied psychology, if you know anything about psychology as I do, you must have heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You can read more in the blog that I'm going to attach to this article or this podcast, but certainly, simply put, one of the most fundamental basic needs, once the most fundamental basic human needs are met, the next psychological needs after relationships are esteem needs, i.e. prestige and feeling accomplished, and then self-actualization or fulfilling one's potential. Taking this model into account, what I'm going to do now over the next few minutes is I'm going to give you the four main steps that can help you maintain in focus when perhaps the progress that you're wanting to make isn't quite at the rate that we'd like it to be. So number one, the first thing is keep perspective. When we're in a period of little or no progress, it's easy to quit or to give up on the main goal. We feel like we've plateaued, and this is the first test of your resolve. It's called change or transition. It isn't called switch, and I will keep harping on about this because I want people to understand that anything that involves a period of change is going to take time. You have to keep perspective. You have to remember that you've already started the change towards your goal. You're further ahead than you were when you started. So just remember that. Number two is keep a plan. It's very easy if you're a transgender person seeking surgical or social transition, then you have a real frame of reference and could start planning out your transition and crossing off the milestones along the way. It could be going to your doctor and getting referred to a gender clinic. It could be the starting of hormones. It can be getting the psychological evaluations done so then you're referred for surgery. And it's the same with any goal. I mean, I use physical goals as a frame of reference when I'm giving these talks because they're a real visceral example of change. You know, you want to cycle 1,000 kilometers or 100 kilometers or whatever it is. You don't just start off and do 100 kilometers. You might be able to make it through sheer grit and determination, but I bet you, you know, you wouldn't be able to walk for a week afterwards. You have to build up slowly, and in having a plan and setting things out, another thing you can do as well is that you can cross off the things that you're making the progress towards when you've done them. And in having a plan as well, what's beneficial is if you have a step that you're progressing towards and you fail in that step, you can actually look at what you've been planning out, and then you can take a step and think, hang on a minute, I probably tried to progress too quickly, so what I can do is I can work towards something that's in between the two goals or the two steps that I'm working towards. And then that way, you know, you have a real frame of reference and something to look back at and evaluate yourself and how you're progressing. So yeah, keeping a plan, I would recommend doing that. I did it and it's worked for me, and I'm sure it'll work for you if you do that as well. The next thing is staying persistent. I know this one sucks, especially when you're looking at the lack of progress. If you have a plan and you've been keeping it up to date, look back. I promise you, I'm not just saying this to tell you to dwell in the past, and I know it's certainly something that psychologists don't recommend. Dwelling in the past can make you quite bitter, but in looking back at how far you've come, you can actually realise how much progress you have made. And then hopefully that will give you the psychological boost that you need to stay persistent. You know, regardless of what you might think, you have started the progress of transition. You started making progress. So look, borrow how far you've come, and it will inspire you to push on and to push through and to keep going towards your final goal. And number four is patience. Again, I can hear you sighing and saying, thanks, Debbie, I'm not that patient, as I'm not making any progress. And think of it this way, okay? You started a process of change. Whatever it is, it's called change or transition, not switch. I said it in step one and I said it in step four. Winston Churchill once said, if you're going through hell, keep going. It's the same with any change. Any change worth going through is going to take time. Believe me, this is the most important thing to remember in every period of change. It doesn't matter what you're going through, where you're going through it and how you're going through it, you need to keep patience. You need to remember that these things are going to take their time because they're meant to take time. Very early on in my transition, I was really frustrated at the lack of progress, whether it was in my love life, whether it was in my hormone levels, whether it was in my physical transition, the time between appointments, etc. Believe me, the universe brings things to you at a time when you are able to cope with them. Had I have been given all the things that I wanted 2-3 weeks into my transition, I wouldn't have been able to cope, you know, mentally, spiritually, and psychologically with any period of change, especially a significant one. It's going to take time. You need to slow down and follow your plan and just stay the course. And I promise you, you will get there. Whether it's in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, the fact is that you've made the change, you've decided to transition. So just enjoy that, enjoy the process and be patient. And I promise you that you will feel a hell of a lot better at the end of it than you would if you become bitter and lack of progress and frustrated at it. So really, it's quite a short blog this week, but I just wanted to, you know, emphasize those points again. If you'd like to see more on this subject, you can read a blog to go along with this that you can print out from a website, debbiecannon.co.uk, and look on the blogs there. Also, you can search YouTube, my YouTube channel. I've talked about this in a bit more detail as well. Really, thank you to everyone for the support, for listening to these things. Please do share them and subscribe so I can send you further updates and training. And as I always say, be yourself, no one else. Take care, and I look forward to sharing the session with you next week.